President Trump says the first phase of a U.S.-China trade deal is in its, quote, final throes. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Both Washington and Beijing are hinting that they're close to the first phase of a trade deal. Chinese negotiators spoke this week with top Trump administration officials, including Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from Washington. Nancy, what are both sides saying?
Well, China issued a statement saying the two sides had, quote, reached consensus on properly resolving relevant issues. Over the weekend, Beijing announced some new guidelines on protecting U.S. intellectual property, that is, things like patents and copyrights. China has also lifted a ban on imports of chicken products from the U.S. President Trump told reporters in the Oval Office yesterday they're in the throes of what he called a very important deal.
And the president also talked trade in an interview yesterday.
He did with Bill O'Reilly. President Trump said he's holding things up because he's trying to get a better deal for the U.S. so it can catch up to China. One of the remaining sticking points is China wants the U.S. to delay new tariffs and cut existing ones. And both sides have their eye on December 15th, because that's when new 15% tariffs are set to kick in on imports of consumer goods from China, things like cell phones, laptops, and toys. And there are worries about a consumer backlash if prices go up for those products because of the tariffs.
And President Trump gave that interview to Bill O'Reilly, who left Fox News after allegations of sexual harassment.
That's right, David. Riley has a 15-minute radio show now, and he also streams audio and video on his website.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Now, we could have a discussion now about the outsized role of consumption in our lives this time of year. That said, retail is a key engine of the U.S. economy. Ahead of what one might call the big splurge retailers are hoping for at the end of this week, let's get a status update from Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
As they say, the family that pays together stays together.
I have gone out for Black Friday shopping, mostly because we did it as a family with our son.
Mark Hamrick, traditionalist and senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's entertainment, I think, for a lot of people.
Consumers look set to be more entertained this year than last year. James Boniker is an economist with IHS Markit.
So we're looking for growth in holiday sales of around 4.6%. That compares to 2.1% last year, and so a significant improvement.
Last year, you might remember, the stock market had fallen 15% in the 3 weeks before Christmas. A government shutdown was looming. It was not a good time, and holiday sales underperformed. This year, things are looking up.
More jobs being created, lower unemployment, and rising wages.
So then, on to the main question, where are the deals? Mark Hamrick again.
Something that many retailers are essentially trying to get rid of, and the result of that is that prices are sharply marked down, is, of course, clothing.
Clothing retailers have struggled this year. The competition's vicious. Clothes should be a good buy. Another good one before December gets going?
Appliances. This is the season for appliances.
Chris Holder is CEO of SMM Holdings, a business model consulting firm.
This is around the time appliances basically get new models. So the older models, which are basically still new, you're going to get a ridiculous deal because they need the room to bring in the brand new upgrade to it.
You're less likely to find deals on furniture. He says there's higher demand this time of year and less desperation among sellers. And if you happen to miss Black Friday or Cyber Monday, don't worry too much. Again, IHS Markit's James Boniker.
The holiday period isn't as concentrated as it used to be, and so you're finding deals earlier. You also find them stretching later into 2020.
Shopping is pretty much a year-round holiday at this point. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
Quick check of markets here. The 100-share index in London is up 0.4%. Here, the S&P future is up about 0.1%. The Federal Aviation Administration said it and it alone will issue permission for Boeing's grounded 737 MAX airplanes to get back into the air again. Before the two fatal crashes, the FAA had shared the role of issuing airworthiness certificates with Boeing itself. The FAA also told Boeing it has not yet finished with its review of changes to the plane's design and pilot training, making it less likely the MAX will get back into the air this year. Amazon says it's created more than 300,000 jobs in the U.S. over the last decade, and cities fight over these jobs. But a new report from the nonprofit Economic Roundtable says there are high costs when Amazon comes to town. The report studied the economic impact of Amazon's warehousing and trucking operations in the Los Angeles area, which is a major logistics hub. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The report says Amazon costs L.A. more than $800 million a year for things like wear and tear on the roads, and, says co-author Daniel Flaming, public assistance for those Amazon warehouse workers who don't make enough.
Our public social safety net steps in to make up the gap.
He says between 2013 and 2017 in L.A., more than 60% of Amazon warehouse workers or people in their households got government help to pay for health care and food. The report suggests Amazon raise its minimum wage from $15 to $20 an hour, but that could have unintended consequences, says Michael Strain, an economist with the American Enterprise Institute.
If we were to impose those sorts of living wage requirements on businesses, we would end up seeing a lot fewer people employed.
Amazon didn't respond to our request for comment. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And just what we needed, more disappointment in our lives, there's word that Amazon's artificial voice Alexa can now convey some new emotions when consulted in the U.S., including disappointment. And this one.
I'm playing a single hand in what looks like a losing game.
I would just call that sad. Alexa will also now do happy, excited, like when the Patriots win. And there's a new tone for music content that has a public radio music DJ lilt, which, Alexa, thank you very much. But I already have that covered in my house. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.